Thought is an example of a sculpture in which the block is an integral part of the work. Rodin contrasts the smooth, well-polished material with the parts left in a rough state. Out of the oversized and quickly hewn material emerges the head of a very beautiful young woman. Her inclined head is covered with a cap. Her chin rests on the block and her eyes are lowered. The work we are looking at is in plaster, molded from the marble sculpture. The model is Camille Claudel, an artist and great love of Rodin's in the 1880s. She fascinates us still today. Her tragic destiny and messy, interrupted life are still moving and with cause. Camille Claudel entered Rodin's life around 1882, at first as a student, and then as an assistant in his studio. She was 18 and he was 45. Rodin quickly realized her great talent, later calling her a brilliant artist. Beginning in 1882, she regularly exhibited busts and portraits of her friends and family at the Salon. As his inflamed letters show, Rodin fell head over heels in love. "I love you horribly," he wrote to her. Between two sculptures which she executed for him, she posed for a few of his works. She worked in Rodin's studio for 5 years before devoting herself exclusively to her own work. In 1893, after 10 years of relations with Rodin and exasperated by his refusal to leave Rose Beuret, his longtime companion, and falling victim to a mental illness which rendered her paranoiac, she broke with Rodin, accusing him of wronging her in every possible way. Rodin recovered with great difficulty, as seen in his correspondence. Nevertheless, he continued to watch over her from a distance. Her family hospitalized her in 1915, and she died in the same institution 30 years later in 1945. This internment was the end of her career. Is thought a metaphor for the life of Rodin's lover? Confined in her illness, the way the figure's body is prisoner of the block of marble? A head that thinks, but an absent body unable to act? Or, on the contrary, is it the symbol of unlimited possibility? Doesn't the half-finished figure give the illusion that every hope is permissible?